1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today. And I'm the host of a new show right here on Anon Radio from the archives. It's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh, hello, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, one and all. It's 1903 UTC, which means we're running a little bit behind. Just a little bit. Let's go ahead here. Oh, look at that. I got some email. I'm launching everything. All right, beautiful. I've been added to the Dubious Goals Committee. Dubious happens every single day at 1930 UTC. And yeah, so that's what's going on in my email. Let's go ahead and jump over to Calm. Calm is your friend. It is the best way to chat, in my opinion. All you want to do is type com at the command prompt, C-O-M, then you press G for go to, and then type Anon Radio, all lowercase, all one word. And when you do that, you'll be brought to the Anon Radio room, which is where all the cool and fun people are hanging out. Let's see, who's hanging out in here? We just drop an R to see who's recently been talking, and we can see that Publius is here, Stug, Tobe, X1, and, a whole other host of folks. So, hello. Welcome. Welcome. Thanks for being here. And I'm glad X1's here. We've got a story out of Belgium to start us off, I believe. Where did you go? There you are. So, oh, hey, Nock. Welcome. Welcome. Oh, that would be kind of fun. All right. Let's get going. We're going to start the show the way we pretty much always do, and that, my friends, is with
world news.
That's right. And I've been watching a lot of Star Trek, so don't forget.
Resistance is futile.
All right. So first up, Belgian court jails trafficking gang leader over migrant lorry deaths. A Belgian court sentenced a Vietnamese man to 15 years in prison on Wednesday after convicting him of, sorry, I had a, oh, anyway, sorry, I thought something was crawling on the wall beside me and it freaked me out, but it was not, it was merely an extension cord falling down. Anyway, a Belgian court sentenced him to 15 years in prison on Wednesday after convicting him of being the ringleader in the trafficking of 39 migrants found dead in a lorry. Vo Van Hong, 45, was found guilty of leading a cross-channel people trafficking operation that's been linked to a truck that was found full of corpses on an English industrial estate in October 2019. At least 15 of the 39 dead had passed through the Belgian-based trafficking network, which operated two safe houses in the Anderlecht district of Brussels for migrants heading to Britain. The 2019 discoveries on the Grays Industrial Park east of London was one of the worst involving migrants in recent years. The victims, 31 men and 8 women, aged between 15 and 44, were all Vietnamese.
Center, then G for go to, and then type Anon Radio, all lowercase, all one word, and you'll be hanging out with cool people, like Claudia Nguyen, and Ratsu, and Tobe, and Abort Retry Fail, and Stug, X1, Claudia Nguyen, I think that's everybody. Yeah, lots of people hanging out in the top. We'll be doing all of that stuff here shortly. X1. Hello, hello. No more Belgium. I wonder what that means. No more Belgium. Yeah. I don't know what's going on with the... So it should drop. Like, I have my bitrate set the same as it on radio says it should be, but for whatever reason, still drops sometimes. Hey, Jay Lamoth, that reminds me. Plug XMPP. Also, if you want to hang out and chat, I've got my XMPP account set up, and you can have it set up too. On iOS, there's an app called Snicket, which is available, as well as other... there's other clients, but Conversations is big on Android, and Snicket is a good S-I-N-I-K-K-E-T is a good app on iOS. And Quentin's here. Hello, hello. I'm happy that you're excited that I'm here. And Claude Uyem's going to the gym. Oh, that's exciting. All right. So those are the things. That's kind of where you can find it. It's hot, so I'm going to jump into the news because there's a lot of death and destruction today. A lot. It's kind of sad how much death and destruction there is today. Let's just go over here to our desktop bookmarks. Bookmark menu, news to me. Today is July 20th. Happy Moon Landing Day. Happy birthday to my dad. Happy birthday to my friend Deb here at work. And happy birthday to anybody else who's out there who's celebrating their birthday here on July 20th. Jay Lamoth plugs Cheogram as an Android XMPP client. All right. So let's start with... this is more a long-term... This is a long-con destruction story here. And that deals with breast milk. disturbing 25 types of toxic flame retardant found in U.S. breast milk. That's right. New peer-reviewed research has identified 25 kinds of toxic flame retardant in human breast milk in the U.S., and all samples contain at least some level of the dangerous chemicals. The compounds are part of the brominated flame retardant class, which are commonly used in plastics, televisions, appliances, and electronics. Also, you'd be surprised, there was a great piece on the radio last night talking about the chemicals that are in fabrics, especially in the U.S., you don't have to disclose what's in your clothes. So you can have literally anything from bromine, formaldehyde, lead, everything. Because it's on the clothes, it's not considered human consumption. Anyway, sorry. The compounds are part of the brominated flame retardant class, which are commonly used in plastics. The research also marks the first time a largely unregulated subclass of the flame retardants called bromophenols have been found in breast milk. The chemicals are thought to be potent neurotoxins, especially for developing children, and the findings are disturbing, said Erica Schrader, a toxicologist with Toxic Free Future and a study co-author. The production and use of these compounds continues, and they are likely to impact children's health until governments require companies to end their use and switch to safer solutions. The researchers, also from Emory University, the University of Washington, and Seattle Children's Research Institute, checked milk samples from 50 mothers across the U.S. Brominated flame retardants are a class of at least 75 chemicals used to prevent combustion in consumer products and electronics. Some older versions of the chemicals were removed from the marketplace in the 70s because they were so toxic, and newer iterations have raised health concerns. It's funny, because it's like the whole reason these flame retardants are there is because businesses don't want to get sued for burning their consumers alive. But instead, they're just going to kill you slowly. Anyway, in 2007, some states started enacting bans on polybrominated diphenyl ethers, or PBDEs, Papa Bravo Delta Echo, one common used subclass of the flame retardants, prompting some in the industry to stop using or producing them. The new research found concentrations in milk seem to be decreasing over time. Median levels in mothers in the Pacific Northwest region are about 70% lower than researchers found in a similar study 20 years ago. So the finding shows that regulation works for making breast milk safer. But she added that it highlights how unregulated flame retardants are still a problem. So yeah. Uh-oh. What do we got going on in comm here? Whoops. Plus plus is not meant to be a greeting. Tobe saying plus plus is not meant to be a greeting. Jay Lamoth, full disclosure, the lead dev is a friend, but it's been a pretty good app for me. Oh, that should have been the disclosure before the promotion. My question is why mothers are drinking flame retardant. Tobe saying, throttle use of plus plusers, this is going to be taken away. That will make a lot of fireproof babies. X1 looking for the silver lining. And considering the heat waves lately, that might be a good thing. Oh my gosh, we're just going to have a bunch of babies walking around in the apocalyptic wasteland. Everything's on fire, but not the babies. The babies are fine. And they don't have to worry about finding food because all the meat is cooked already. They go to Florida where the rabbits have infested the city, and they just eat all the freshly cooked rabbits. We'll see. We're going to have human torch babies walking around soon. It's going to be scary. All right. So we did this story because this next story, this second story is really hard to listen to. So if you are sensitive about assault of women, abuse, sexual assault, this is your 2-minute warning. I'm going to go through this story as quick as I can, but it's something that needs to be, I don't think it's going to make the 10 o'clock news because it's just too disturbing. A lot of its news, if it's too disturbing, they don't show it on the news. It's frustrating. All right, that's your warning. Here we go. Manipur, India, outrage after women paraded naked in violence-hit state. A video showing two women being paraded naked by a mob in the northeastern state of Manipur, hit by violent ethnic clashes, has sparked outrage in India. The police say they've opened a case of gang rape and arrested a man, adding that others will be held soon. On Thursday, Parliament's session in Delhi was disrupted as lawmakers demanded a debate on the issue. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also said the incident had shamed India and that no guilty will be spared. I assure the nation, the law will take its course with all its might. What happened with the daughters of Manipur can never be forgiven, he said, finally breaking his silence on Manipur more than 2 months after the violence erupted. Chief Justice of India, D.Y. Chandrachud, also expressed concern over the assault, saying the Supreme Court was deeply disturbed over the video, telling the government to inform the court about the steps taken against the accused. The Chief Justice said, we will take action if you don't. Deadly violence has plunged Manipur, a scenic Indian state bordering Myanmar, also known as Burma there, into turmoil for more than 2 months. Clashes between members of the majority Meti and the Kuki tribe communities have resulted in their complete segregation. At least 130 people have died and 60,000 have been displaced. The two women, who were Kukis, that's K-U-K-I-S, I'm not sure how I'm supposed to say that, were assaulted by men of the Meti, Maitai, M-E-I-T-E-I group. And now here's a warning. The article contains details some readers may find disturbing. Police say the assault on the women took place on May 4th, but it made national headlines on Thursday after the video started going viral on social media. The federal government has asked all social media companies to delete the video. The horrific video of the two women was widely shared on social media on Wednesday. It shows them being dragged and groped by a mob of men who then pushed them into a field. The Indigenous Tribal Leaders Forum said in a statement that the atrocities had been committed in a village in Kengpokpi district against women from the Kukizo tribal community. It also alleged that the women had been gang raped. Then it goes on, but that's it's very sad and a horrible bit of news there for you. It happened in May, and what's weird... For me, what's very strange is that it's like, I'm mad that this happened, and it also makes me mad that somebody made a video recording of it, but the video is the only reason anybody's outraged about it, or the only reason anything's getting done, and it's kind of wild to think that someone posting sexual assault videos on social media are actually doing good in the world. It's just, anyway, it's disturbing. And so that's just a bit of news for you that you might not hear or see anywhere else. All right. So, hey, NHH. Welcome. Sorry you are here during the assault story. All right. Let's keep on going. Women are still under assault by different governments, and they're being oppressed. These stories are a little less violent, at least. I'm going to cough, so I'm taking the mic off. Oh.
Ooh. Golly.
Sorry, they're raking or something. There's a lot of things in the air right here. It kind of caught me. Wow. There is quite a bit of traffic here trying to go out. Let's see. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. About 20 cars. And they all lined up in one lane instead of... There are two left turn lanes, one right turn lane. And all 20 cars lined up in the left turn lane. One of the left turn lanes. It's just surprising how people are. All right, let's check in on comm and then we'll talk about Iran. Quentin knows what's up. Yeah, the salt story. Oh, yeah. I like to say that 15,000 people die from starvation every day. Yeah, it's kind of a sad state. People are starving to death all over. The misery in the world, it can be overwhelming if you think about it. But you should also, you know, appreciate the joy in life that you have, I guess, is what I'm saying. All right, welcome back, Tope. Thanks for coming back. So here, let's talk more. I've got a block of story. There were several stories about oppression of women that I wanted to get to today. Former Iranian prisoners of conscience have told the BBC they were filmed during strip searches in prisons. They also said some detainees were forced to remove their sanitary pad or tampon during their period and squat or squat jump. They do this to humiliate us. Mosagan Keshavarz, who spent nearly 3 years behind bars, mostly in notorious Evin and Karchak prisons in Tehran, told the BBC. She said she experienced three strip searches in front of security cameras during incarceration, which ended in January 2022. The third time, a female prison guard took photographs of her naked, she said. When Ms. Keshavarz protested, she was told it was necessary to counter future claims of torture. Who would see these videos and pictures? Would the regime use them later to silence us, she asked, referring to the risk of being blackmailed even when her sentence was over. Ms. Keshavarz is a women's rights activist who has protested against the mandatory hijab or headscarf. Her Instagram account features a series of artistic images of her without a hijab in a variety of public places. She is accused of conspiracy against national security, disrespecting Islam, propaganda against the Islamic Republic of Iran, and promoting corruption and obscenity, and sentenced to 12 years and 7 months in prison. More recently, she has been sentenced for corruption on earth, a crime which carries the death penalty, and now lives in exile from where she spoke to the BBC. So, pretty horrible stuff there. Let's keep the ball rolling, because there's plenty more. Nine dead, 16 wounded in a bomb blast in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. The blast occurred on Wednesday in North Kivu province in the restive Eastern DRC, where multiple armed groups are based. Huh, no Harley guy today. Lots of cars, but no Harley guy. Huh. Wonder where he's at. Oh, hey! We've got a homeless encampment that's cropped up. Or is being built presently, it looks like. So that's new. On the corner here at the corner, there is a spot where it's like a cul-de-sac. It's a cul-de-sac that's fenced off, but there's an easement on the side of the road. And it appears that a tent and some tarps are going up. They're stretching it out now. They're kind of hidden, but I can see them. I hope I don't scare them off. It's like I'm not opposed to them camping in the shared space there. I just hope they don't come into our parking garage. Alright. So anyway, at least 9 people have been killed and 16 injured after an explosive device accidentally detonated in a field in the conflict-torn DRC. The blast occurred on Wednesday evening in Lubwe Sud in North Kivu province's Rutshuru territory. Justin Muganza, a local civil society figure, said a civilian had picked up a bomb in a field and given it to a militia man when it suddenly exploded. 9 people were killed and 16 injured. A nurse at a nearby clinic confirmed the toll, explaining that 2 people died on the spot and 7 later succumbed to their wounds. Some of the 16 wounded people are in critical condition. Al Jazeera's Elaine Yukani Al-Waq confirmed the incident and death toll. So, kind of a bummer there. If you're concerned about such future claims, perhaps there's an underlying that should... Oh, Jay LaMove, what is going on here? yeah, no Harley guy. That's news to me. I was like, where's the Harley guy? It's probably too hot. It's supposed to be... It's going to be... The high today is 39, but at least in my zip code. But it's supposed to be in the 40 or higher all week, so... At least for a week, so... Alright, let's keep on going. It is 1921 UTC, so I want to remind you that the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe airs every goddamn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. So you want to stick around for that. It's a fun show. It's always a good time listening to that. And then just press the equal sign in comm to see what's coming up after that. Today is Thursday. Let's just jump over into comm. And all we got to do is say equal sign, boom. At 20 hours, we got DJ Stug with Flux. That's a fun show. So stick around for that. That's a live show that Stug puts on. All the pluses. And then after that, we got Language Soup with DJ Super Salad and Pumpkin Pie with Mr. Bruges. So check that all out. F-Fog has Myocyte Hour at 0100. Which is technically tomorrow. And, of course, if you miss the Dubious Goals Committee at 1930 UTC, you can always catch it at 1930 UTC. 7:30 UTC, 12 hours later. All right, so there's other death and destruction, so let me kill those real quick. At least 10 people, let's agree and close to this cookie pop-up, 10 students in Rwanda drowned after their boat sank in a river. Alice Kayetsi, the governor of Southern Province, told the Associated Press the students drowned on Monday while the boat was trying to cross the Nyabarongo River. The students had just returned from school for the summer holidays. The bodies of the children were ages 11 to 15, and they were recovered on Tuesday and Wednesday. Three students and one man survived. A man who hired the boat has been detained for questioning. Kayetsi said authorities were investigating reports from the students were being taken across the river to offload building materials. So just a tragedy there, but it's still sad, especially when it's school kids, you know? So many people die in these river crossings. It's just rough. Meanwhile, in Kenya, police in Kenya are saying they've been ordered not to report deaths amid demonstrations against the rising cost of living. But an independent watchdog says at least 6 people were shot dead by police on Wednesday and 27 were shot dead earlier this year. So I could get why the government would say, hey, police, don't report how many people you've killed, because the numbers are high. Police in Kenya have long been accused by rights groups of using excessive force. There's growing concern about tactics used under the government of President Ruto. One police officer also was seen posing as a journalist in Wednesday's protest, which the Media Council of Kenya called dangerous. One thing we're very concerned with, there's increasing interference with police, where police are receiving orders outside the police command, and beginning to act in the interests of the executive and not the public interest. So, it's pretty scary stuff. Let's see, Jay LaMoth chiming in. Better yet, if you can be the cause of the symptoms, nothing makes money like a manufactured need. Claudio M. Tobe funded. No classes scheduled. If we don't record the issue, it's not an issue. That, my friend, is classic corporate logic right there. Jay LaMoth pointing that out. All right, 6 minutes to go. Still more death and destruction, so I'm just going to give you kind of the highlights. Protesters have set fire to a Swedish embassy in Baghdad. This comes after a Quran was desecrated. Travis King, the American soldier, is absent without leave in North Korea, according to the Pentagon. Travis King was the U.S. soldier. He was supposed to be going home to the USA so he could face discipline for his actions in Korea. Instead of boarding the plane that was going to take him home, he took a plane to the border and then took a tour of the line and then ran across the border. So we talked about him yesterday, but now the government... The U.S. government says he is AWOL, absent without a leave of absence. At least one ticket was sold for the Powerball $1 billion lottery. So if that person comes forward, That'll be the second $2 billion winner in recent history. New York City is handing out flyers urging people to find a different place to go. They are saying they're officially full. So all the buses that the conservative states are also the states that consume more resources than they provide to the government, have been sending all the migrants they get as far as they can to other states to have to deal with. Other news, Europe is, this is just says Europe, but I think it's for Barcelona specifically. A recent Saturday evening mass at Sagrada Familia Parish had all the hallmarks of a neighborhood worship service, from prayers for ill and deceased members to name day wishes for two congregants in the pews. But it also featured security checks to get in and curious tourists peering down to take photos of the worshipers from above. The regular mass is held in the crypt of modernist architect Antoni Gaudi's masterpiece church, one of Europe's most visited monuments. Essentially, the piece goes into discussing how churches around the world, churches are very interesting monuments for people, for tourists to go see, but they're also churches. So people are trying to have their church services, but they're just being overrun with tourists every day trying to check out their church. So they're trying to figure out what to do about it. Florida judge has ordered the state to stop putting children in nursing homes. That's right. The kid doesn't have a place to go, stick him in a nursing home. The state rebuked in a 79-page ruling for systemic institutionalization of medically fragile children. A pediatric doctor who saw firsthand the misery caused by Florida's antiquated practice of locking medically fragile children in nursing facilities and preventing parents and caregivers from looking after them at the home was welcomed to court in order ending the policy. Man, I'm sorry, I've got a lot of news. I'm trying to throw it all in there. Less than 40 people are known to have fled to North Korea. Coming to us from our pal Quentin Com. And let's jump. Oh man, we're going to run out of time. We only got about 2 minutes to go, and then it's dubious goals time. In Jenin, there was a tunnel underneath a checkpoint. Putin says Russia would return to the Ukraine Black Sea grain deal if conditions were met. Let's see. Oh, and two animal stories real quick. There's a lion apparently roaming around in Berlin. Police are searching for an animal they believe is a lioness in the southwestern outskirts of Berlin. So if you're in Berlin or plan to go there, be on the lookout for a lion. And if you are a surfer, be on the lookout for otters. A 5-year-old sea otter has gained notoriety for commandeering surfboards and has continued her reign as a viral sensation as she's managed to avoid multiple attempts to capture her. And this is in California, in the, catch her if you can. This otter likes to steal surfboards. All right, that's all the time we got today. I didn't get to the nuclear news or some of the other news, but please stick around for the Dubious Goals Committee, and we'll see you tomorrow. My exit music's not playing. Oh, because, oh. I guess it'll start playing just as we leave. But anyway, stick around for the Dubious Goals Committee. Be back tomorrow. There it is.
Well, that sound means that our time's come to an end. Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow and every weekday, Monday through Friday, before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe at 1900 UTC. Talk to you then.